Welcome to another episode of Rather Confused, our 25th episode.
What?
That's a quarter of 100.
That's 1 times 25.
That is 100 minus 75.
That is 5 times 5. This is our first square root number that is higher than 4.
Looking forward to this episode, mostly because Calvin is kind of drunk.
I'm kind of drunk. I was with my sculpture class, because it was our last day of like sculpture today. And then people were like, hey, come drink. Mostly because they were cute girls, but also because they were good people that I enjoyed speaking with. But, you know, they're like, hey, come drink. I'm like, okay, I'll drink. And then I got really drunk. And then I didn't shave back. And now I'm here at Andrew's house. It's crazy.
So I do apologize in advance for any inebriated comments he says, which
might
be worse.
I don't think this is anywhere going to be anywhere different than any other episode at all.
That sentence right there summed it up.
Yep,
so
essentially
well.
Science.
That sentence was so good. Yeah, not much has really changed. I mean, I would ask John Calvin how rehearsal's going for his play.
My play's been pretty good. I'm turning 20 in 4 days. That's
a
thing.
Shit, you are.
And I'm going on stage in a week, just about. And
so you'll officially have never been on stage professionally prior to the age of 20.
I think you just blew my mind right there, but I don't even know what happened. I'm confused.
You're sitting here eating nachos. Just like Doritos, the natural flavor ones. But just like, did you get a haircut too?
I got a haircut, yeah. Jordy gave me a haircut on Monday, and it was great.
Actually, I ran into Jordy the other day.
Did you say sorry? Because that would have hurt someone. Involved if they ran into each other and they hit each other.
Well, the funny thing is, I see the joke, but we actually, I was texting, so she kind of bumped me on purpose. And I like, she actually did, like, the oh, I'm into him, and then sort of, like, shouldered me a bit. And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, hello, Jordy.
No, that's fine.
I like her hair now with the red and blue. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And, like, you can see now my hair. Well, you can see now.
You have short hair now.
I have short hair now as well. But
that's
I originally
red.
Went from, like, normal hair color to bleach blonde for a day to red. Which, of course, the way my hair is, the red didn't sit normally. So, day to day, based on how I styled it, whether I used hair gel, just some conditioner, which shampoo I used on it before or the day of.
Special condition. Or
essentially.
Special condition
just
makes you either confused, burned, poisoned, or paralyzed.
Mostly
sleep.
Mostly burned.
Oh.
Fire hair. Pokemon humor. But essentially, just like it would be able, like anywhere between like eggplant purple to like fire truck red to somewhere in the middle of the brown even. So now I got a cut, but I kind of left like a little longer in the middle. So I've essentially got, if I do a mohawk right now, it's a little faux hawk. It's just red, on regular colored hair. It's really funny.
Delicious.
It's a little red stripe, like a skunk on fire.
I just want to shout out. Apparently, my sister actually listens to us. Angela apparently actually listens to us when she jogs. So Angela, run faster, you lazy, stupid face. Your face is stupid.
And our running is subpar.
Subpar, yeah, seriously, guys.
Subpar.
No, this past weekend, I was, we had, like, a whole soiree get together with my performance art class. And, because of the strike, we haven't actually had consistent classes. So we had, people were presenting work, some people had videos. I had mostly videos that I'd already presented. I showed it to everyone else, and, like, whatever. Got my feedback from that. It was really cool. It was this guy's apartment. It was, it was pretty chill. People were having drinks and stuff. But, there's three performances I guess I want to talk about. Two of them by the same guy.
Okay.
One of them, I'll talk about the one that's by this girl that she shaved her head. She was shaving her head. She had she has a haircut that would be shaved. She has very like short hair, kind of a mohawk-y kind of thing. Pretty cool. I'm a very big fan of how like hipster slash odd the haircuts of my school are. Anyways, so she was doing that. She was shaving that. She was also shirtless in burlesque costumes. And this whole weird burlesque scene, getting tattoos by one of her friends, also in burlesque stuff. She was, in fact, she did have a shirt on, the other one. And she was getting these...
Half of a shirt on?
No, she did have a shirt on. She had
have a shirt
on. Yeah, and she got these, like, five dots on, like, under her right arm sort of thing. And she was using... And that arm was shaving. So it was this weird situation where she, like... The impermanence of her burlesque versus the almost semi-permanence of her haircut versus the actual permanence of the tattoo she was getting, which was a poke tattoo sort of thing. It was like it's like a prison tat, like you would poke with a needle sort of thing. It was like just five dots. Her tattoo style is that it's not like the tattoo means anything. It's just calling reference to that specific part of her body in sort of a sexy kind of way. It was weird seeing her shirtless because it was like, she was strangely, you know, in our culture, when we ever see someone shirtless, it means like they're unpowered and like they're just these sexual objects. But she was strangely intimidating shirtless. I was like,
that is something I'd like to bring up, is the fact that that common argument I get from girls, which is the, oh, porn is nasty. It's like, you know, girls being like all like, you know, subjective. The way I've always seen it though is, or you think of it as, I'm the one who wants power. Put me in a scene where I'm in complete control, and guys come to me because they want to see this.
No.
So when you guys have both sides of the coin, like, I've heard the argument many different times, and I'm very in the point case of, like, anyone doing porn, like, really doing porn, you're
and
seeing,
not
like,
being, of course, forced into it with a gun to their head, because that's
fucked
up.
Like, if you want to site, look at generic, everyday, regular porn, those are people who are paid professionals who chose this as a career path, whether they wanted to or they fell into it, whatever the case might be. But 90% of the people, because I speak to porn actresses on quite a regular basis, through Twitter and other interviews type things, they enjoy it because it's empowering. They get to be in control of the scene. Even when they're not in control, they chose to not be in control and can stop at any time they want because they're in control outside of the scene.
Yeah, and it's true. And, no, if I'm a very sex-positive person. Maybe I'm not the most sex-motivated person, but I like to see myself as sex-positive.
Oh, no, fuck that. I'm super sex-positive.
But, you know, I say, like, you should have as much sex as you want to, and that's makes, you know, if it makes sense to you and you are totally comfortable with it, have as much sex as you want, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, be safe and be well-informed, but, you know.
At this point, I'll call reference to Sex Nerd Sandra, the Sex Talk podcast. An amazing free podcast. Give it a listen. Very funny, but very sex-positive, with tons of great advice, recommendations, tips. Just a tip. That's one of her jokes. But, I mean, it's the kind of thing where they'll do an episode about, like, you know, oral sex. They'll do one for guys, one for girls. And they'll specify, you know what? Example, they did one on blowjobs.
Right.
And they say, this is for any case of anyone going down on someone else. This couldn't be a girl on a girl with a strap on.
Right.
Because there is something to that.
No.
This could be guy on girl, girl on girl.
If there's a phallus
involved,
biological or not.
Exactly. Yeah. In this case, she does say, personally, from experience, she's talking to biological. But there is the term biopenis versus non-biopenis.
Mm.
Of the whether someone has a phallic symbol that is not a physical attached penis.
Right.
It's still a blowjob. And it's just a really interesting question. I never thought about, like, do lesbians do that? Does a lesbian put a strap on and have a, get a blowjob?
Mm.
Apparently, some of them do. And apparently, there is pleasure in just the act of it. In the fact, there's no physical contact other than this object between you, there is the eye contact, the emotion, and the feeling still there.
I can understand that. It makes sense.
It's one of the old tangent of sexuality. Very interesting.
But actually, this leads me right into the next guy. Speaking of porn, this is, he reenacted something he saw from porn, and something he also done himself in private. He pleasured himself with a butt plug. This was, of course, a gay guy, and, you know, it was quite obvious. Even before he had did this performance, he used a butt plug, and it was set up so that when you would pump it, it would get slightly larger, and he got up to, and it was a counting performance where he said, how far can I pull this up until it is too painful and I can't, you know, it's no longer worthwhile, you know. Anyways, he got up to 16 pumps on this thing, and yeah, and then he was like, okay, and it was really weird, like, I never saw his penis at all, but I definitely saw some butt action, some actual butthole action. Yeah, it was kind of interesting, that.
So now I gotta ask, what was his other performance?
His other performance was, he had 6 jars in front of him, blindfolded himself. He said 2 of them contain water, 2 of them contain this bottle over here, which ended up being sake, and 2 of them contained his own piss. And he blindfolded himself, tell me to drink whichever one. We made a bunch of different concoctions and stuff, but some of us weren't aware that there was his own piss involved, and we actually ended up giving him his own piss to drink, and he drank it. The funny thing is, though, we gave him, one of the concoctions we made were, we gave him water, and then emptied it, and someone else put salt in it, and then water, and mixed it up together, and afterwards, he was like, I remember tasting 2 of them were very, very salty, and those were my own piss. I'm like, well, one of them had to be the salt water, because that's literally salt, and it turns out, one of the piss ones, I was going around with a sake bottle that he had left there, and I dropped a bunch of sake into, like, some of the water, some of the extra sake, some of the double sake, but some of his own piss. Because I thought it was champagne for some reason. I had this in my head. I also,
no, that's logical.
I don't know. And so, apparently, sake with piss will counteract the piss part. So, no. So, if you're ever in a Bear Grylls type situation...
You don't sake, your piss
puppy.
Too salted. But then just drink the sake.
Just, what are you getting the sake from? I don't know.
Just drink the sake. Ignore the piss on
no,
the other.
No, 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 no. You don't want to get drunk.
That is still very interesting. I mean, I'm always a little weirded out by art of that extent. Because I find it a little, not too weird, but like...
It's a bit...
I feel at that
shock
point...
Value, of course.
I feel at that point you're trying for the shock value, yeah. Like, what was the woman who did the horse DNA thing? Did you hear that one?
Horse DNA? I did not know.
She essentially went for, like, a shot every few days and got horse blood put into her system.
Huh?
Until, legally, there was enough horse blood in her system that she considered herself to be half human, half horse. And just basically sat on stage, very little clothing, like, basically just, like, a bra and, like, a pair of jeans. And they gave her final shot, no audience to watch. And then she just walked around and met the audience.
Huh.
It was a really, like, she's not a little over things, but that was, like...
That's really cool, though.
Like, that's an interesting subject, but I feel a little weird when it do it.
Yeah, it's... Would that mess up her body? Like, is that...
You know, no, apparently it was so long of doses that at this rate that the body was still considered to contain the blood, because she wasn't passing blood off or anything, but not enough to cause any harm, and if it was small doses, her body just adapted to it too easily.
That's really cool.
Which is
oh.
super fucking weird.
Yeah,
nonetheless, to each their own. Art for the sake of art is a little weird to me. I've always been... I prefer the art that pushes boundaries of society, less the mind.
It's more
like,
applicable,
I mean,
to specific situations and or political, social issues,
yeah.
Maybe?
Like, my favorite thing is always the argument of what makes art art. And there's the famous example that I was teaching art classes, which the guy who submitted the urinal with something written on it.
And this is R.R. Mutt. Well, cause actually, but that Duchamp. But he
Duchamp,
submitted it as R.R. Mutt. But yeah. Look it up. Science.
Yeah, no, I remember the names. I really don't care what my studying, my school, I feel it was a little waste. But, like, the fact that you can do anything into art and it's up to you to determine what art is. Like, I've always secretly wanted to go to an art show and just, like, pick, like, a random bench, throw my jacket on it, bring in, like, those, like, furry, like, you know, rope pieces and rope it off and just put a name on it.
The funny thing is, however odd that may seem, it's probably already been done.
I know,
that's,
but, you know, I would be curious to see how quickly... You could just commit to this as a piece of art in the exhibit, even though it's something that's already been there, and I just labeled it as art.
Yeah, it's true. We were doing the quiz today. This one guy, we're noting how he's a very insulation based artist. This guy, it's Sean. I don't know his last name. I wish I could plug him, but he's really interesting.
Installation based.
As in, he'll... It's
yeah, I heard insulation-based.
No,
like,
insulation.
Like, he uses, like the pink, fluffy insulation in the house to make art?
But I think there's some people like that, but no,
it's
not how
he
is.
I mean, I've seen it, but anyways, insulation pieces, yes, such as...
He would put, like, he's a lot of objects and arranges them, so very interesting. It's very, very hard to describe how his work works. But anyways, we're noticing how he put this weird thing on this weird area of the room. And this weird, like, it was basically like an outlet box, but by... Putting a piece of art on it, he activated that part of the room and made it part of his piece and made it interesting, and not discluding it from the work, but just by putting this one little weird, like, sea anemone weird thing that he had found and put it on top of that, and he activated that part of the room. Because all of his work's about, like, working with the space and, like, negative energy, negative
space
room versus, yeah.
I'm a fan of that kind of weird stuff, like, the being weird for the sake of being weird.
Well,
but I feel
yeah,
once you push
weird,
like the drinking your own piss or affecting your own body in a negative way or doing something weird that normally is out of the norm like that, I'm a little more like, I mean, I it's your art. I'm just a little more of like I feel like you're doing this with a shock value, less for the sake of it being art.
It's true.
Weird for the sake of being art is weird. Drinking your own piss, getting a tattoo, I mean, if to you it is art, but please let it be art. Don't be... I'm being weird for the sake of being weird and only a shock value.
Yeah,
that's what bugs me a bit.
And there's also the ethical issue of, like, hurting yourself. And it's kind of disturbing to see someone hurt themselves in real, you know, like, I would not want to see someone shoot themselves with a gun through the head. Like, that would be disturbing as fuck. And, you know, there's things like that you have to think about. Like, you know, this one guy, there's, like, anniversary of some shooting. And for a performance piece, someone brought a gun... pulled it out, everyone freaked out, and then he played this tape of gunfire going off. So, like, people thought they were actually in danger. Someone was getting killed.
Okay, that is pushing it a bit too far, personally.
Exactly. It's there's an ethical barrier where you
know, I mean, like, not the fact that he did something based on a shooting. Like, one example I love is there is a video game out there online right now you can download. All made by, you know, no non-profit. This guy did it on his own free will. Made a RPGS video game based on the Columbine shootings.
Okay.
But it was just his way of telling that story from both points of view. Obviously, one of them being, I want to shoot people, for whatever the reason was behind it. But the way he actually plays the kid, you go in, and it's like, all like, you know, Final Fantasy-esque 8-bit. You go into a room, you choose, you know, who to shoot, and if you're trying to aim, and how you're going to hit. And you basically reenact the shooting if you were the shooter.
Ooh.
And that is still, like I said, a very extreme thing. But at no point do I feel like I'm in danger playing this game.
Yeah.
The tricking people and thinking they are getting shot at, for art's sake, that is a bit pushing. That is putting its physical or mental harm to someone else outside of the experiment isn't fair.
Who doesn't know about it, exactly.
Yeah.
And no, it's interesting because, like, sometimes it's like, there's a whole problem of violence, right? I think you brought it up there, and I think it's, like, with the whole shooting thing, the whole video game about the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, you realize how disturbing and actual terrifying a shooting is. This is all me trying
mm-hmm.
to make a segue, because I just recently finished the third book of the Hunger Games series.
Oh, you read them in the end?
I read them, yeah.
I will admit, before we get into the topic, I saw the first movie.
Okay, I did not yet. So we're going to have a weird conversation about it, I think.
I liked it, but I do feel like there's the either one, you saw the book, you read the book, didn't like the movie, so it wasn't good enough. But then there's my school of thought, which is I saw the movie, and I feel like they aimed it at people who understood the book a bit more, because I always left a lot of questions that I'm betting the book would have answered.
Like
the whole origin of these 12 districts.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
Do they ever cover what this original war was?
There's the Dark Days, which destroyed District 13, of course.
But even before there were districts, when they were still, I'm assuming this is coming from
it's kind of a post-apocalyptic sort of thing. My
assumption was, this was our world, modern day. Something happened, a war, an outbreak, Holocaust of some sort. Bad thing happened. There was war, they do mention there was a war, and that's why we have the Hunger Games to remember it.
And then the uprising of the district, which is the main Hunger Games war. Like, they set it up, so like, it's a capitalist society. It's kind of okay, we can build a capital, that's okay, people who are rich, okay, that's all of North America. Then we have, like, people in the districts who are, like, the subjugated,
working class type people.
Yeah,
like.
There's, you know, the 12 districts who are each specialized in creating stuff, and, yeah, it's not necessarily as important, but it doesn't get, the thing is, by the end of it, it becomes this whole crazy revolution thing. I feel like that's inherently obvious. They're gonna.
Yeah, I the movie doesn't get obvious when they have that nice scene where District 11 has the uprising there.
District 11? Wow, they show that in the first book? Okay. The first movie? Wow, they have.
Yeah, she has a little burial moment for Rue.
Oh, yeah,
sorry, major spoilers, I just realized.
Yeah, of course. And
then she flashes, like, that weird three-finger peace sign. I guess the book doesn't really describe it.
Which it's a, it's the whole thing, that it's like a peace thing for District 11, and then District 11's like, oh my god, like, it's making the districts align, and eventually they all align together, because this whole revolution thing, it's kind of a la French Revolution, you know, and
I gather the entire point was eventually, thanks to her and the fact that they were out of the norm, and they were causing shit in the capital, that things would go on. I also assumed that the Hunger Games lasted all three books, and that they wouldn't win at the end of this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, where does the next book go now? Like,
exactly.
They're on the train, they go back to the District 12, they hold hands and kiss and go, yay, we're amazing. I know I spoke to someone else about this already, and they explained to me the concept of, they're faking their relationship still a little bit, for the sake of the capital, so it looks like they didn't cheat. But at the same time, it's like, this romance happened out of nowhere.
No.
Like, you were literally there in the games, they announced that, oh, you know what, we decided that, yeah, you can be a couple. And they go, oh, wait, I don't have to kill him. I secretly love him.
Yeah.
Like,
you are...
I understand the concept of, hey, you're forcing this. Like, even the whole, they make a joke in the movie, much like the book. She kisses him, and then she hits a care package saying, you call that a kiss?
Yeah, because it's the whole thing about how Haymitch is speaking with her through the... you kiss him? Okay, here's the bread. Like, straight up. Like, and there's...
And also, they never... How do sponsors work exactly? Like, they mentioned, like, getting sponsors. Is that just rich people who want, through Vases, they want you to win, they're rooting for you?
Yeah.
So they can send you shit in the game?
Exactly, because the people in the capital bet. Also, people from the district can send stuff, but district people have no money.
Like, well, that's it, though, but District 1, though, seems a lot better off than District 12.
Exactly. The higher up you go, usually it's they're more close to the capital. They feel, you know, like District 3 is all District 2 all is a bit more, you know, and they're a bit more attached to the capital. Like and the high District 1, 2, and like 4 or something.
Because one actually, like, they actually have a school or something, and they're like
battle. There's careers, which are the, you know, the main. They actually train to become. They want to become victors. You know.
Yeah, that's just insane that you go to school with somebody, and the two of you go together and go, only one of us can live. High five.
Well, usually, what, you know, the careers.
Also, am I crazy? But I feel like there were two guys in District 1, so two, a guy and a girl.
I'm not sure. I totally forget.
Like, it's just hit me one point. Like there's only like. Like, later on, like, in the series when they do have, like, the four of them being, like, the bullies working together along with Peter for a little bit there.
Yeah.
And there's two girls and two guys. But I remember, I think when they're describing, like, each of the districts, I'm, like, vaguely, like, kind of giving a quick glance. I'm like, oh, District, you know, 1, District 12. I think the District 1 is two guys, if I'm not mistaken, which I find a little weird.
I'm very trans accepting of that.
I don't know if it's a thing about it. Maybe because they volunteer, they don't have to choose a guy and a girl.
Well, no, it has to be a guy and a girl, for sure, heads down. But I don't know what's up with
whatever.
That. Anyways.
Maybe I'm just crazy and wasn't paying attention, and I thought it was going to be the guy of 1 and 2 or something or whatever.
Could very well be.
Oh, I'll look over that again real quick.
But anyways, the whole thing about it is there's a whole revolution thing spearheaded because of, you know, their defiance of the capital. But it's very interesting because it's not like the rebels are the good guys or the capital is the bad guys. It's very, like, anti-violence, even though it's extremely violent. Anyhow, sometimes showing extreme violence is how you be an anti-violent. And, like, I can see people saying, I can see, like, suburban mothers saying that Hunger Games is violent. Of course it's violent, but it's also advocating a message that is anti-violence. In the same way that, real quick John Green plug, because John Green is what, the original Hunger Games is reviewed on the back cover of the book by three people: Stephen King, Stephanie Meyer, and John Green. John Green is one of the Vlog Brothers, Nerd Fighters, the FTBA. And then, he's kind of up there. It's really interesting because, like, Stephanie Meyer has been denounced by both John Green and Stephen King on separate occasions.
And one day on the same occasion.
And one day, yeah, it was awesome. They
we hope.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think John Green's necessarily Stephen King status just yet. He's YouTube famous more than he's book famous.
Can we say we're a little bit off YouTube famous? I want to invite you real quick.
Yeah?
Did I invite you before to Con Bravo?
Maybe. In Toronto?
It's in Toronto. Me, Max, and Adam are sharing a room. We have room for a fourth person. Gas is already pretty cheap as is. We're splitting for, and it's only a 2 or 3 hour drive to Toronto, where it is. That's where we did our skydiving from.
Huh.
So I think it's like a 6 hour drive total, maybe. But four of us in a car together. There we stay. We get there that day, two nights in the hotel, then come back. I've already booked the time off work. If you'd be willing to, I'm not sure if any conflicts with your scheduling. I'll give you the dates
right
now. This
we'll figure it out. Yeah.
But I mean, it's a chance to meet a lot of people who literally the panel. It's Linkara, the guy who does reviews for That Guy with the Glasses. He does comics, video games, and movie reviews. And his panel is literally on how to be successful on the internet. A major theme of this is video games, comics, nerdery. Like, this is the kind of place you're going to go and meet a girl who's wearing a DFTBA shirt.
That'd be awesome.
That's what this is. So I'm just saying, it's $25
for
early enrollment.
I'm not wearing a DFTBA.
Oh, drunk Calvin.
Pretend I was clever in saying that. Also, hi, Angela. But,
who now heard you just say you want to see girls with shirts.
Yes.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so gross. But no,
was it you without a shirt?
Whatever go. Who said I was ever wearing a shirt? Gosh. No, I was saying though.
Oh, by the way, I'm just saying it now. We're going to go over the 30-minute mark because we don't do these as often as we used to. We're only at 20-something now.
Yeah, we're probably just throwing one out here.
We'll go a little long from now on because of this.
Up next,
maybe we'll start recording
gay.
Doubles.
Also, Joss Whedon
confirmed.
Yeah, Joss Whedon did an IMA on Reddit.
Okay, first of all, it's Joss Whedon.
Oh,
and it's an IMA. Even though the founder of Reddit does pronounce it an IMA.
Okay.
He even interviewed something. That was the thing where he said everyone was like, what? Yeah, so Joss Whedon is actually confirmed to do a part 2 to an amazing series called Dr. Horror.
Apparently the girl is a zombie now, which is awkward.
Oh, they actually confirmed. I didn't read the whole thing.
I don't know if that was a joke.
I think it was the running gag for a while. But he basically, in his actual post where he did confirm it, his words were, "I can confirm we will be shooting a sequel to this when time does permit after my next movie," which I think is just finishing the Avengers and another project he's working on right now. "And someone you love will die."
Someone you love will die? Aww.
I don't know if you if anyone here follows Joss, you'll notice that in anything he does, Buffy, Firefly, Dr. Horrible, he kills a beloved character right at the end. Buffy, he kills off two of the most favorite characters in the series, leaving both one of them, you know, they're about to get married, and he just leaves her dead on the ground, no real story, just, you know, you see her dead at the end, and you go, oh shit. And the other one dies saving everybody. Spoilers, again, I guess, a little bit. I'm going to tell us in the spoiler episode.
Yeah, I know. Spoiler,
Firefly, obviously, the movie Serenity ends with the very sad death of my favorite character of all time, Walsh.
Yeah, what the fuck? He's so
Yeah, true, you watched Firefly finally, didn't you?
I watched Serenity, yeah,
And you watched Serenity.
Yeah, why would he, he was
I'm
just
a leaf on the wind, watch as I...
What the fuck?
I know.
Joshua, I will punch you with a gun.
I wouldn't. I would hug you, so Josh.
I will gun you with a punch.
It's okay. Calvin's drunk. We're sorry, Joss. And then Dr. Horrible obviously ends with the death of Penny. So we can only expect the next movie will involve someone's death. I've already expected them to kill off someone important. Kill off, like, you know, Scarlet Spider in Avengers. Natalie Portman's character.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she'll die. Just because she's the most beloved one of all fans. I'm assuming because she's the hot one and she's the only girl. So, rightfully, she'll have to die.
She'll have to die, yeah.
That, or I don't know, Bruce Banner might be an easy candidate for death with the whole Hulk thing. Because they're going to bring him back as another Hulk as a joke kind of thing.
As another Hulk? Okay.
Because this is the third time we're going to be seeing a Hulk in a movie, and it's an actor the third time. It's Ruffalo this time.
Right.
Before, was Ed Norton. Before that was the really crappy movie with a hammer who now.
When he throws a tank at people.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. Hulk dogs. Surprisingly, well, she still liked that one. I have a friend of mine, still his favorite Hulk movie.
I didn't hate it.
It just, of the three Hulks, my least so far. I think this is my favorite one of the Avengers, only because of the environment he's in. And Ruffalo is an amazing actor.
Huh.
But Ed Norton was still really fucking
good. My favorite one was where he was no special effects and just a regular guy, but really, really strong looking.
Oh, you mean they're free now?
You just look like you work out a lot. You're not terrified.
Well, Lou Ferrigno's just a really fucking belt-ass guy.
Well, fair enough.
I did want to bring up, I think we kind of tangent away from the whole Hunger Games thing a little bit that you were trying to say.
I was going to bring out how John Green, I was mentioned him before, remember guys, that was a while ago, eh? But he said that one of his books got, like, there's recently a big panel about how one of his books were, like, encouraging sex, but like his this was Looking for Alaska, I believe, and yeah, it was. Where, but the thing is, there's a really awkward sex scene, and it's like the whole thing is actually kind of anti-sex because he's saying like, not anti-sex, but like contrasting the physical proximity of one scene that was an awkward sex scene, with the emotional proximity of another, and saying, you know, bringing out the difference between, you know, sex is not necessarily equal emotional attachment, and emotional attachment is not necessarily equal sex, you know, that sort of thing. And how that was being debated by a bunch of suburban house moms being like, that's encouraging my kid to get rabies and babies, but also AIDS.
Well, the other argument, too, is there's this movie coming out called Bully, which is a very nitty-gritty, down-to-earth reality look at bullying in schools, cyberbullying and everything, bullying. But they don't want to censor it because they want to really show how vulgar it can be. But they were trying to avoid the R rating because that's the only bit to be able to be, you know, at least be able for parents to bring their kids to it, to really show them. And there's an altitude violence, we're touring, and it's just, it's promoting violence. It's like, no, it's
no,
anti-violence.
It's clearly anti-violence.
yet at the same time, no one has said a single word about the violence in Hunger Games, which is kids under the age of 18 killing each other, which I understand again,
but
from
it's not
promoting violence,
but
it's
promoting more violence than say bullying is.
It's here is the, well, you're putting her with 12 people told to kill each other, you might as well do it to make sure you win, to get money and fame, and some of them are actually there for the money and the fame, as opposed to a PG rating maybe, a PG-13 maybe?
Yeah, probably.
A G maybe?
It's not an R rating, I can tell you that for sure.
No, it's definitely under PG-13, I mean, it's for a 13-age audience. But this movie, which is designed to help people, speaking of helping people, Rick Santorum dropped out.
Woo! Yeah, well,
that was
finally.
Really
I'm glad that I'm glad that I'm still upset that that was a thing that could have happened.
The fact that
there was a slim chance of Rick Santorum and his strangely sexual desires for control of people's sexual desires.
I still don't hear a joke on Reddit about that was the
he should be able to carry his dead
his dead career term. He should be able to abort this early.
Nope, that's not allowed. Yo, that should be, oh my gosh.
I don't know. I'm still a little picky with the whole atheist on Reddit. Like, I'm an atheist and I just went to three Jewish seders for Passover because family and friends and...
There's nothing wrong with tradition, you know? I think there's something wrong
with
tradition.
I did like the Torah on fire. I'm not joking. You know, during Passover, you read from they call it the Haggadah. In this case, it was just like we just print them out because we're going to buy $50 Haggadahs for the entire table. So we printed out little PDFs, and we came out here to read. I put my book down so I can get fix my like my chair, and I put it down over a candle. I didn't see it was there and lit the thing on fire. So I literally adjusting my chair and the table, and everyone started chatting a little bit while waiting everybody for the next section. And my girlfriend at the table goes, "Andrew, fire!" Ah, we just lift it up, shake it out, and it stops. And I'm like, I'm going to that special kind of hell, aren't I? For people who burn holy books.
It's funny, though, because, like, I like, you know, everyone likes to think of Easter and Passover as, like, happy times, but Passover is when God's wrath decided not to kill a specific amount of people's
actually,
firstborn.
He chose to kill everybody, except for those who were aware of his killings and said, I don't want you to kill me.
And also, then there's the whole thing where, like, apparently sacrificed his own self, who's also his son, to make a loophole in his own rules, you know, because he's incapable of changing that himself.
Yeah,
so he had to make someone suffer to death, you know.
I'm not going to do all the crazy things the Bible does wrong and weird.
I know.
Like,
I might actually get into if I'm actually thinking of actually starting a vlog of some sort, a short-lived vlog where I'm going to try to read through the Bible. I've been discussing it.
That's kind of cool. I'm doing like maybe a few pages every week or so, or
do a section as every episode. I'm thinking of doing it. I'm not quite sure, but
I still want to do one day if everyone was like crazy. You know the Westboro Baptist Church there always like the very like cliche like you know God hates fag signs.
Yeah.
They're banned from Canada.
Apparently, that's where they are.
Yeah, they're actually banned from Canada. Reddit.
Reddit, yeah, Reddit.
Yeah.
Just
David, we can't discuss these things
guys,
anymore. This is become the Reddit show.
If you don't have enough time to listen to this podcast, just go on Reddit and then you'll get all of our topics.
Because the half hour it takes to listen to us will never be as long as on Reddit.
No.
Reddit, don't go to Reddit, you'll suffer.
TLDR.
Reddit. Yeah, they are all of Reddit.
All of Reddit.
That's the show title.
I know. I'll figure it. Well, you guys listening will already know, but we at this point do not know the title of the show. So you guys are at a very advantage at this point. You guys are way ahead
of us right now.
Yeah,
in the past.
Right now. Yeah, think about it.
You're ahead of us in time because this happened in the past.
Space and time. Space and lime are delicious.
So have you been watching Doctor Who also, though?
I have not been watching any Doctor Who. It's great. I was actually...
Although he said you were watching it.
No, I wasn't. I've been not watching enough. I'm not... I've been
but you've watched
an
episode or two.
I was on Omegle with Matthew, because whenever I'm with Matthew, we always get... We went to Manoir with his girlfriend, and, like, we brought Anthony. It was a little thing. I
assume I wasn't right, but I don't really.
It's okay. There's the line
between
friends. I hate that, but anyways.
No, it's okay. Things are weird between me and Matt, although I think we're still kind of good.
Yeah, but
regardless, I was probably busy. I've been out most of the last few nights.
But no, what's it called? Whenever we go out, this one time we were going to with Corey to a gay bar. I think we were going as well. But anyways, this is what we actually got picked up by Matt and Adam later that time. But anyways, whenever me and Matt before we go out, we always go on Bagel and have drinks. And so we cause now on Bagel, there's this new thing where you can type in your interests. So we put one of our interests is Doctor Who, and we met these really cool girls from BC who knew we're talking about Doctor Who, and we're doing this thing where we turn off our we'd be like whatever we're talking, and we turn off our camera and then move closer, and then turn back on. So then the whole blink thing.
Oh, it's amazing!
And it was great because like one of them was all Doctor Who, and like she had like a TARDIS door. She was showing us all this cool Doctor Who stuff she had in her house. I'm like, wow, I wish I knew Doctor Who. Also, they're really cute. But, yeah.
Once you watch more of the series, remind me of a really good video to show you. Someone did, like, a generic... If Doctor Who were generic video games from the 90s.
Right.
So it kind of goes over a bit of, like, Pokemon.
Yeah.
It goes over a bit of, like, Final Fantasy. And it sums up, not really well, but kind of gives a brief overview of the 11th Doctor up until the end of his last season finale.
Huh.
Which is, like, really funny, because it does, like, the kind of the Pokemon-esque encounter, where he meets Amy Pond, and, Amy Pond joins party, but she's only 9! Doctor uses TARDIS, comes back. Amy Pond became Amy, the hot redhead! Join the party!
As long as you're hot and a redhead, please.
Like,
join
like one of the ones is like a Final Fantasy-esque battle, and it's just Angel versus like the Doctor, Amy, Rory, and a generic like, guard. And so, you know, options, blink or don't blink, don't blink. Options, don't blink. The last night, blink! Takes like 3,700 damage, bollocks! Dies.
Bollocks.
That's like, only an 8-bit, really good style.
Yeah.
A lot of good references to like, just the timey-wimey, or just acquiring certain items. Using the fishing and custard from the first episode is another joke. But just, like, if you've seen Doctor Who, an amazing video from Cracked, I'm very, very impressed by it.
There's a whole thing like that for Breaking Bad. I haven't seen the fourth season yet.
I haven't watched any of Breaking Bad yet. I know how good it is. And I know how good it is. I don't want to sit down and watch such a long series right now. Because I'm watching so many little things. I think once... I don't know where I'm going to hit a point where I'm like, you know what, I can start watching these shows again. I think it's just, I'm going to start picking shows my girlfriend wants to watch and watch them with her.
Right.
Because that's things I kind of, it's the point where we're almost living together. In fact, we've actually already started looking for apartments.
Yeah.
We're moving out January 1st, not even a question.
Not even a question. Or an answer.
She's actually out right now. The reason I'm actually able to free tonight is she is shopping with her friends in Burlington.
Montreal.
Yes, and by,
Burlington, Plattsburgh, Montreal, Fox 44, your Fox station.
That was weird.
Space. What?
How do you explain that? Timey, wimey, wibbly, wobbly. No, she's actually in Burlington shopping with a friend of hers, my mother. They'll be back tomorrow.
She's my mom and your mother are out shopping.
My mother and my girlfriend, along with my other friend Maya, are getting drunk in Burlington tonight after dinner in the hotel room and hanging out. They went to bed around 10:30-ish, and they are going to go tomorrow all day shopping and come, it's like 2-hour drive, and they're going to come home around who knows what time. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah. The best I ever was a quote from on the trip from Paula quoted my mother, just saying, "I'm okay to listen to anybody but their sex lives, except for you, Paula. I don't want to hear a fucking damn word."
Yeah, of course.
Which I think is fucking amazing.
Or unless it doesn't involve my son. I mean, well, I guess not even then.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't. I feel bad for the situation. I don't know why I'm saying
this. It was just really funny, the fact that I was, like, open about sexual, like, conversations, except for you, Paula. I don't know anything.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I would not want to know my kid's sex life. Unless it was really juicy. And my kid was a No.
There was a video about that, actually. I can't remember what show did it, but some show did a video where it was
there's
a website.
To discuss this without being uncomfortable.
There was some website that did a video where it was just, like, you know, the giant hot bimbo girl comes in and is glad her dad goes out, and the brother with the father and the other going, "Dad, you ever noticed that Jessica's really fucking hot?" I know!
Nice kids you know.
It is nice kids
you know.
Yes. It's one of the best style in her. Because, you know, like, I would hate to be a father and have hot girls. Like, I guess once you're a father, I've actually read it, there's a conversation about this a few years back.
Right.
Or a few months back, I haven't run that long.
That's how
they actually, I've only had one cake day. And I missed it.
Oh, because
the fucking app doesn't show it to you on the phone. No, the website ever. But I was able to check how many days it was, and I know it was like, it's today, technically, and I go to the sentence, like, it was yesterday. Fuck. But it doesn't calculate right on the, whatever. Regardless, then there's the conversation was when you're a father, it becomes sort of a moot point because they're your daughters. There's this, like, weird, like, no matter how good looking you know they are, you'll never feel that for them because unless you actually
are. Well, of course, like when I was like a 16-year-old, I was attracted to 16-year-old girls, but I don't think I'm attracted to 16-year-old girls anymore. At least I hope not. Sometimes it's unclear, but I feel like, you know, once, you know,
yeah, it seems like,
when I was a 14-year-old,
I work in a certain store where younger girls come in really scantily clad and hang out on the computers and bend over to do so, and then you go like, damn, they're hot. And then it hits you, they're probably underage. And then suddenly the hotness goes down a bit.
No.
Not so much because they're not hot anymore, but because you know the age thing, and it's kind of just weird.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I don't know when I could... Of course, there's going to be a certain point in my life when I think that girls who are 20 years old are ridiculously too young. But that's how old I am right now, and I don't know. It's true. It's hard. Yeah, I guess so. This is going to be a thing where it's like, just like, oh, well, they're clearly physically attractive, and being younger is a physically attractive trait, at least in this climate of social economic.
I don't want to run too long, but I do want to bring up one last thing. I mean, when this goes up, which hopefully will be, like, really, really soon, I think.
Yeah, there's not one right now,
because
Anthony's stupid. Just everyone know that. Learn it. Anthony is stupid.
Also, send
Anthony money so he can buy headphones. Just send it to him. Like,
I don't want to sell him my headphones because I actually want a really nice pair of Bose headphones, which I love. But thing is, I don't like over the ear because I wear glasses and they're kind of uncomfortable.
I understand.
Like, unless they're like on ear and small enough. But thing is, they're the same price as a pair I really want from Bose. And I met a sweet girl online who was trying to sell a pair a little cheaper than normal.
How do you know how she tastes?
Because she sent me a skin sample.
Okay, good.
Oh, there we go.
That's good.
But essentially, I do want to look into me selling this and another pair of Sony's that are really huge.
Right.
If you want to see me, even just $100 for a pair that are easily $200 like that. And I'm going to put that towards getting a new pair of headphones. And Bose is a nice pair at the same price that has the remote in though, so I can actually use my iPhone.
Right.
And they're in-ear, and they're really fucking comfortable. Paul's father has them until the moment of the day. They're fucking amazing.
Steal his.
I know, use them.
Kill him and steal his.
I don't know.
That'd be awkward, though. If, you know, dating a girl after you kill her father.
I'm writing a new book, actually.
Or
I'm starting
your life.
I'm starting a book, actually. I'm trying on a murder mystery. It's my goal.
Yeah?
I'm still working on the actual characters. I have the characters, and I just need to figure out the actual murder and the mystery. But I'm going to have it actually start the way you'd write it, where it starts with the murder, and then he works backwards from the murder to figure out another murder.
Oh, it's double murder.
Yes.
How many murders?
I'm going to have it be his sister is the first murder.
Oh.
Which is why it's kind of like a personal case, kind of avoiding it. And then it actually starts, the book starts with him at the murder scene of generic somebody. And just something catches him and he kind of thinks there's a connection. So it's kind of him working on two murders that he really thinks are connected. And almost trying to connect them because he wants to find the guy who killed his sister.
Right.
And then from there we'll see what happens with does he actually, is it actually connected?
Could it be me, the murderer?
Yes.
Done. Okay. So guys, I ruined his book.
Major spoilers!
Yep.
TLDR spoilers.
TLDR spoilers, yeah.
DMHS.
HQW.
What?
Or headquarters. What?
Headquarters, what? That was my other headset, DMHS.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay.
But
I wanted to bring up real quick was a really cool Kickstarter project, and I love the story because I literally found this thing on Reddit. I'm sure you saw it on Reddit today, top of the page, the watches. The Pebble watch for the iPhone.
I wasn't paying attention to Reddit today.
Oh, no. I phone/ to work every day. I just check it.
I have
6 inches of data, so I can watch videos too, which is pathetic.
I almost have 50 karma, so.
I have 130 something.
I am cool.
Karma. Here's a cat, give me karma. You have a cat. You have infinite karma if you just take the
I know. Actually, people don't. I've recently been pointing to LGBT, and that's where half my carbon is from right now.
LGBT.
Lesbian,
gay,
bi, trans.
What are you posting?
I found, like, Dump Starbucks, which is a place that it's trying to dump Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, I'm supporting that. I posted that a few weeks ago on Twitter.
Well, Dump Starbucks means dumping Starbucks because...
No,
I'm
supporting the group that's undertaking that, trying to push
it
in the way that...
Starbucks-y. Yeah, so
whatever.
I posted that on...
anyway, what I wanted to bring up was there is a project on Kickstarter. I don't know how much longer it's running past the uploading of this episode or listening to it. If you look at a Kickstarter called Pebble, they started today on Reddit with literally... I found it like after it was like an hour old. They had raised $50,000 out of the $100,000 they needed in the few hours it's been up. It then hit Reddit. An hour later, I went on, did my thing. It was at $50,000. I put in the $135, the extra $10 for shipping to get my watch. The whole idea is it's a watch using the same technology Kindles use, that e-paper. So it's just black on white,
yeah.
No color, very easy to see in any kind of light, low light situations or in high reflections. But it's designed to link to your smartphone, Android or iPhone. You can then design apps for it, which can be loaded on over Bluetooth from the phone. So essentially, you download an App Store app for the watch. Find, I like this watch face. Install, and it'll just send it to the phone and install it. So things like, right off the bat, it has some of the built-in apps. There's one for your golf swing, so it actually checks the momentum of your arm for the golf swing. One of the other ones it had was like a pedometer, so you can see how many steps you're taking. It has a built-in step counter. But it'll also use the GPS from your phone, you know, the Bluetooth, to track your run. So length, time, and distance, and like, you know, showing where you sped up, where you slowed down.
Huh.
Some of the other features it has built in are the caller ID for your phone, your notifications for emails and text messages on your phone.
It's essentially a smartphone, but it's transported onto your arm.
It's essentially an extension of your smartphone to your wrist. But the other cool thing, too, is that the custom clock faces. You can, and there's a whole kit to make your own clock faces.
Wow.
And some
me,
of the defaults.
And my arms as the clock faces.
Black and white.
No, make it. No. No.
Anyways, I'm trying to get this, like, one of the ones, for example, it's the binary one, where it's a black circle, like, circles, and they're lit up, and it's binary code.
Yeah.
One of them, which is the generic clock face one, is an analog one. One is actually where it's just written out in plain Helvetica text, like, you know, 837, and the 8's in bold. That's the one I want the most. And it's just a nice watch, and the fact that I can literally be sitting there, get a buzz, you know, feel a little buzz in my arm, and see, oh, John's calling her. A little buzz, and see, oh, and read the first few lines of a text message before I pull my phone out.
No, you say,
so
oh,
being at work
I'm Buzz Lightyear.
That I would do.
Yeah,
done. And it's just a really cool idea. Like, they're going to be like $180 a watch.
So
I paid $135, and I'm getting a watch of my choice of color. And I get all this privy access. I get early access to the watch. I get early access to the software. I get to vote in the fourth color option. Right now they're doing white, black, and the next one's a black band, but with the actual clock, the watch sells red.
Okay.
Because it's the band plus the little face, and there's like the little screen on it. So this one's saying it's black and red versus the black and the white.
Black and yellow.
And then they're either gonna have a blue, a green, a yellow, or I think there was like one more option. I can't remember what it was now. For the voter's choice, I get whichever of the four I want. I'm going for red already, unless the voter's choice is like a really cool silver or something. But
nah.
I like the sleekness of it, and it's all too, just the black sound like the default one everyone's getting if you're just being cheap.
Because
the whole thing was you can either pay $99 for a black one, only 200 people got that though. The next item up was 100. It was like 115. Black one, 120, which there's so much for shipping. Color of your choice. And then the next few were like buy multiples, but all black. So you got, like, you know, one for you and your friends, or you get two, or four, or five, or ten. And then for the extra $20, you got the choice of color instead. So I figured more people would have the black anyways, and I don't like the white, so I'm going for the red one, unless the cup player, the other one's cool. But just the fact that it hit Reddit, I went to the show to a friend of mine an hour or two later. They hit the 100,000 mark.
No.
In an hour or two. I showed to a couple of mine 6 hours later, 300,000!
It's ridiculous.
They tripled the amount of money they went to make. And I bet you most of this came through Reddit, because it was on the front page of Reddit, like, all day.
That's why at Reddit they make sure that you're not bought, because it's so easy to get a page super amount of hits through Reddit. Reddit is just a funnel of epic.
Yeah, but it's just a really cool product, I'm really excited for it. I love a nice watch, and I mean, even $125 for a cool watch with a really cool interface, then throw in the fact that it also becomes an extension of my smartphone, mind fucking blown.
That's pretty sick.
All the karma to them.
Oh.
That brings us close to the end of the show.
Yeah.
I actually just close the show normally for once.
I guess, yeah.
So, I mean, just to wrap up, we're going to try to do these...
a little bit more often, I guess.
Yeah, like I said...
school now, so, like,
yeah, you're
going to
school. I'm working full-time, and I mean, I do essentially live with a girl now, and I think at this point she knows you well enough that as long as I'm here and she's over, she can join in or just, you know, go chill for a bit while we do a show for half an hour to an hour.
She's annoying. What?
I'm like, I said, I'm going to be living with her, so we'll have to come normal anyways to over once in a while.
Yeah.
We're looking at Dorval right now for places, so I'm not throwing it away. We're looking at Dorval.
There's an airport there.
Yeah, and we do travel a lot. Oh no, my computer wasn't on mute, so you just may have heard me receiving an email.
Whoa.
Anyways, good night from Rather Confused. I'm
what
Andrew. He's Calvin. This
I'm
is the end
robot.
Of a show. You're not a robot.
High five. Out my face.
I didn't even do the thing yet.
Too bad. Apple swipe.
Oh, now you're taking references we missed out on.
I love you.
Exterminate!